Welcome to the Audible Insights podcast, brought to you by the Insights Association, the leading voice in market research, and hosted by David Paul, CEO of Engages, and an expert in research-driven messaging, content, and stories.
Hey everyone, this is David Paul, and on this episode of the Audible Insights podcast, we are once again coming to you live from the Insights Association's Next Conference, where I'm talking with Anne Beal from Beal Research. Anne and I talk about her specialty, which is exploring how emotions lead to purchasing, repurchasing, and brand advocacy. Hey Anne, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So for those who aren't familiar, tell us about Beal Research.
So Beal Research is a full-service qualitative and quantitative market research company, and we specialize in applying psychological frameworks and approaches to market research, and we have an area of expertise, which is emotions.
So take us down that road a little bit. Clearly, emotions are so important to the way people make buying decisions and all kinds of decisions in their lives. And if we're at the Insight Association's Next event in Chicago, and if you heard the keynote this morning from Jeannie Walters, she talked about how emotions can drive 70% of decision making when it comes to purchases and things like that. So how does that map to your work, and expand on that for us?
So it maps extremely well. We believe that customers and consumers don't think their way through the marketplace. We think they feel their way through it. And so we've spent a lot of time trying to understand which specific emotions lead to purchasing, which emotions lead to repeat purchasing, and which emotions lead to brand recommendations. So, but we believe it is very high. Is it 70% or 80% or 90%? Is it 100%? Well, I think in some cases it might be 100%. In some cases it might be less. Mm-hmm. But that's our great interest, because over the years what we found is that a lot of the more rational reasons that customers choose to purchase things really actually don't bear witness to what's really happening in the marketplace. And anyone who's ever done a shop along with a consumer knows they don't think very deeply when they buy things.
Yeah, we're irrational creatures, aren't we?
Yeah, we are very irrational.
You gave a talk here at Next yesterday. What was the focus of that talk?
So that was Engaging the Heart, a data-driven model of how to reel in customers and create brand loyalty. And it was, again, data that we collected on how emotions lead to purchasing, repurchasing, and brand advocacy.
So summarize that. What are some of the key takeaways from that talk?
So we were able to account for actually 70% of the variance, which means we can actually explain 70% of decision making based on emotions that people feel before they purchase. So that's very interesting. And those are emotions that people feel in terms of how the brand makes them feel. You know, how the brand, what kind of a reaction the brand gives them emotionally. So those are the things that are very predictive of purchasing. And those are very hardwired in us. They are things that are very immediate. And so our thesis is that we have an intensity valence system in play where you feel things either very positively, very negatively, very strongly, or very weakly. And of course, the brands that give us a very strong positive emotional reaction are the ones that we engage with.
So what are some examples of brands that you feel are doing that effectively?
So I think a great brand that's doing that very effectively is Apple. Apple is a brand that people have a very strong, positive, immediate emotional response to. It actually also, what we found is it makes people feel good about themselves. So when they use Apple products, they feel intelligent and confident, and they're proud of their choices. And our belief is that it's not only how brands make you feel, but how they make you feel about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we're social creatures. One of my favorite quotes from Seth Godin about tribes is, people like us do things like this. And that's such a huge factor in, you know, when people are wearing those white earbuds, they're communicating something to the world, because they're not very good earbuds, truthfully, but you're communicating something to the world when you have those in, right?
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting example, because I think you have an emotional response to people who are wearing those earbuds. They spend a lot of money to get across a very specific image of their brand with people in, you know, various different colorations with those earbuds. They made it look cool. And when you were thinking, what did you want to be wearing down the street? I mean, you know, I remember a while ago that nobody had headphones on because those were not cool. Everybody had the earbuds because, the reality is that you have a positive reaction to it, and you also want to have a certain feeling when you wear these, and that's the feeling you're getting is, look, I'm cool.
And then Beats came along and made wearing big headphones cool. And not ironically, of course, Apple then acquired Beats, and now they own everything that goes into your ears.
Absolutely.
But somehow they got people wearing big headphones over their heads again.
And that's a brand that spent a lot of money, to really create a feeling that you have when you see that brand. You have a very strong feeling. Yeah. And they also, by the way, what we learned is that you will repeat purchase based on the way the brand makes you feel when you use it. Yeah. And so they are creating a lot of feelings in you when you use them. And they're just a brilliant brand in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly. But when you read reviews of headphones, they quite literally never rank at the top for audio quality amongst, all of the other, some of the other brands, of course, that are out there, but yet they are coveted, right?
Which is that emotional piece of us. It's not a rational decision. It's an emotional one.
So as a student of the industry, I'm sure that you also have opinions on some brands that probably have great products and services, but miss the mark on making that emotional connection. So you want to call out one or two of those for us and maybe give us something to think about?
I think there are lots of brands that actually do this. I probably don't want to throw any brands under the bus on this one. We want to encourage some of the folks that we work with, but I think there are lots of brands. In fact, I would say most brands that are out there are not doing a great job of emotionally connecting with their customers, and they do not create a very positive feeling in their customers. And so I would say so many companies could really benefit from this approach.
Yeah. So what do you see is happening or changing in the market right now? Either what's happened over the last few years, and then what's the wave or the tide that we're riding now over the next few years related to your kind of work that you think brands and companies just need to be keenly aware of?
Right. So I think that over time, there is so much competition in the marketplace, and there are so many products and services that compete with one another, that in fact, the brands that do invest in trying to connect emotionally with consumers are going to be the ones that win. And so I see what's happened is that there has been this kind of nod to emotions over the last few years where people say, yeah, we definitely know we need to do that, but we're not really sure how. There had been software out there that a lot of companies got interested in because that was supposedly going to help them kind of understand research respondents' emotions. That wasn't all that effective at the end of the day. And so there's been a lot of kind of grappling with this issue, and emotions are complex. And over the next few years, we're going to see that that onion is going to get peeled, and that people are going to increasingly kind of understand them. They are both an internal experience, and they are sometimes observable on our faces and in our bodies. And so very smart researchers are going to be aware that you're going to have to take a multidimensional approach to it, and you're going to have to really understand what it is that's going to drive people to purchase. Because having an emotional response, by the way, isn't the only thing. You also have to emotionally identify with a brand, which is what our talk showed.
So where do you turn for information and knowledge to keep yourself current? Where would you advise people go to keep the pulse of what's happening and educate themselves a little bit more too?
So I am an academician by training. I have a PhD in social psychology from Yale, and I turn actually to academics to keep current on the area of emotion inquiry and how we experience and express emotions. Those are not the most accessible things to go to. We have also invested in research on our own. So we've actually paid for research to get smarter and smarter about this topic. And that's the way that we have educated ourselves. And that's research that I'm actually willing to share. People want to talk to me about that.
Okay, yeah, that was great. I was going to ask if that's available either publicly or on request.
It's available on request.
Yeah. So what's the best way for people to learn more about you and to reach you?
So the best way to learn more about us is to go onto our website, and that's beallresearch.com. That's B-E-A-L-L research.com. No space or dash or anything. So beallresearch.com. We are in Chicago. We are easily found online. And I'd be more than happy to talk to anyone who is interested.
All right. I think that's great. I attended the session yesterday. I got a lot from it. I really, really enjoyed it. And I would love to learn some of the outcomes of some of your self-funded research. So I encourage anyone who's interested in this topic to reach out as well and check some of that out.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining us, Anne.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find all our episodes by searching Audible Insights on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and by visiting insightsassociation.org/audible. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time.